Thursday, Yud Ches Tishri, Beis Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Rabbi Don Baruch Chaim Joseph, Binyan.
Mili Loi Mimtza Mishliach.
Binyan, Mili Loi Mimtza Mishliach.
Schuss auf Rolf. Ich feile. Schwer. I should ask Michiel first. Sorry, it's not an Indian about Sukkos. I didn't realize it was supposed to be, so I was sticking from a sugya. The first time I asked Mechila from the Oilam that not speaking about Sukkos, didn't manage to prepare anything on Sukkos, just sticking from a sugya that I spent a long time on. Sugya of Mili Lo Mims from the Shliach. So it starts off with the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph, beginning of the second parak. Moses says, Shlichus Minalon. From where do we know? What's the Makor of the parasha of Shlichus? Gemara brings a braisa. The Tanya, Vishilach Melamed, right? So Gemara brings a braisa. The braisa learns out from a posuk that is by Gerushin. Right? The posuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isho Uva Olav Hoyam Loisim Sochain Veinov Kimotsa Va Ervas Tovon. So the Rashi explains means because the use the loshon of shlichos didn't use the loshon of the girish. So the shilach, so we from there, melamed shehu oyse shliach, the baal can make a shliach, shliach loy locha, to send a get to his wife. The shilcha, that I could read the pasuk without a mapik here. I could read the shalcha that she made the shliach. Melamed shehi oisa shliach. So the Gemara says, it's not really an interesting nakuda that you see from here. That the Gemara already we already see from here that you have to have a new drasha for the shlichos of the isha, shlichos kabbalah. V'shilach v'shilcha. Again, machlokes in the drashas from another pasuk later. Melamed shashliach is a shliach. So there's three roshas, right? So the third rosha is v'shilach v'shilach melamed shashliach is a shliach. Third rosha to tell me that the shliach that's already been ismanet al yidei the baalim, al yidei the baal or the isha, can then go ahead to make another shliach if he wants to. Gemara is very busy learning out how do we learn it to kiddushin, right? Gemara's telling here on Kiddushin, and we bring a pasuk in Gerushin about what we see from this Gemara. So the Gemara says that we bring this price so that we see that shliach can make another shliach. Right? That's what we see. That's one thing that comes out from this price. So the Rishonim all deal with Akasha. At Gemara in Gittin, Dof Choftes, there's a Mishnah, Gemara in Gittin, Dof Choftes, that says, Hamivi get Eretz Yisrael v'chola haridem v'shalchoi b'yad achir. Someone's bringing a get, someone was a shliach to bring a get in Eretz Yisrael. V'chola, he became a chola, so he couldn't go on weiter to be mekayim v'shlichus. Haridem v'shalchoi b'yad achir. He can send the get with someone else. The higher he can make another shliach. So the Gemara, about halfway down the Amud of Choftes Amud Aleph, Gemara, Gemara asks a kasha. Tanan. Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Tanan. How many if you get where it is well? V'chala ha'izem v'shalchiv yad achir. We see that the shliach can be man and not the shliach. Urmenu. Take the Gemara steer. It's another Mishnah that says, Omalishnaim. Someone said to two people, Tnu get l'ishti. He said to three people, he told them specifically to write the get. That we see from here, there's a din that person has told two people to give a get to his wife. He gave the two people a get to send to his wife. So the Gemara says that they have to give themselves and they can't send anyone else. That's what the Gemara's medayik. Okay, this when it's three when he specifies that to tell them to write it, but if he didn't specify them to write it and he made them a base into someone else. But what we see from here is that davka them. So we see that one shliach cannot go to be man another shliach. That's Gemara's stira. So there's two terutzim in the Gemara. Machloikes between Abai and Rava. Omer Abai, hosam taimim ma'am mishum bizoyin debal. Hocha ba'al loy kopid. Over there we're talking about where the Baal made them a shliach. Baal wanted these other people also to write the get. So there there's a bizoyin of the Baal. He was mad because he doesn't want anyone else to write it because he's supposed to write it himself. So therefore, it's a bizoyin of the Baal that he doesn't want anyone else to write it. So rather, Rava Omar Mishum the Milinenu. Umili Loimim Sum Nashliach. The reason is, the difference is, that when it's Mili, so then it's Loimim Sum Nashliach. So Dahainu. That means that when the Shlichus was only Dvorim, when the Bailim only said, he only told the Shliach what to do, he only gave him a job, Dvorim, Mili, just means words, so then he cannot go and Mili Loimim Sum Nashliach. It's not Nimsar to the shliach, it's not now biyad hashliach to be memane another shliach, and therefore, so if the shlichus was only mili, was only words, so then he can't go to be memane another shliach. Masha ein kein, if he gave him the get and just the whole shlichus was to go and give the get to his wife, so then there's already midi de ispe mashosho, and there's already, once you have a get, so then he can be memane another shliach. That's what the Gemara says over here. So the Rishonim all ask in Kiddushin. Now you see from this Gemara, there's a problem of mili lo yimsum nishliach. So the Rishonim will ask, so then it's going to be very schwer. In our Gemara in Kiddushin, we're talking about, there's a shlichus both by the isha and by the ish, right? So the shlichus by the ish. So you could say there that he gave a shtar, he gave a tabas, he gave whatever it is to make the kiddushin. Mashaking by the isha, there's nothing. He didn't give anything. It was only words. All the isha said to the shliach was, go be makabel the shtar kiddushin, go be makabel the tabas, whatever it is. And therefore, it's very shrewd. We have a problem of mili loyim from the shliach. So therefore, how can the gemara be darsh? How can the gemara bring the bright that learns out that shliach is a shliach? How can it be shliach is a shliach also by the isha? That's the kasha that you're showing over here. So we see the loshon.
Well, what are the mili over there? What are the mili?
Talking about shlichos to the get, to send the get. Send the get to his wife.
Mili means shlichos,
to write a get.
The shlichos job is only to say words.
No, it means that the shlichos.
Huh?
He received words. Words is bekoich, nishzan ham.
No, the shaila is.
Maybe words.
The only words.
No words.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to also give him a shtar to go and give to his wife. If he's already written the get and he gives the shliach the get and he says, go take this get, so then he also gave something. Beis Hashem, we might try and understand exactly what the chiluk is, but that's what the Gemara says. That's the din. That if there's only mili, if there's only words, so then you can't make another shliach. Yeah? So we'll see the Loshon HaRashba. The Loshon HaRashba is Malamei Shashliach Oysa Shliach Vimtoima Bishleimo Shliach Didei Masha Shliach. But say the Shliach of the Bailim can make a Shliach, because the Bailim can give over the Shliach Kiddushin, can give over the Tabas, he can give over something. So there's something there. There's Midi De Isbe Mashosha. About Shliach Dido, the Shliach of the Isha, to be Makabo De Kiddushin, Heichi Mash Vishliach Ho Amili Ninu. It's only milim, it's only words. All the ganze minu shlichos was only with dvorim. That's all was given over from the isha to the shliach. Get the aminon That's in the Gemara in Gittin. That's the kasha of the Rishonim. So the Rashba over here brings down two terutzim. So we're trying to have a look at these two terutzim of the Rashba, and maybe we'll try and see if we can understand them a little bit. So the first mahalik in the Rashba brings down from it's Horav El Bar Tzuloni. You know who that is? The Hocha B'Deshavi Inhi Shliach B'Kinyon. The Minoy Shlichas was done with a Kinyon. The issue was Mamanesh Shliach with a Kinyon. The issue didn't just say to the Shliach, go be Mekabel the Shtar Kiddush and go be Mekabel the Tabas. So now, he also made the Shliach made a Kinyon B'Shas HaMinoy Shlichas. Loshen is the Olim L'Shavi Shliach. But now the first Shliach was made with a Kinyan, so now that Shlichus is so strong that he can then go right as being a man and another Shliach. That's the Loshen HaRashba. So we have to what does it mean here? First of all, we have to understand what's the Kinyan doing. The Hocha B'Deshavi Ihi Shliach B'Kinyan. The issue was my man and the Shliach with the Kinyan. He made a Kinyan b'shas haminut. The Olim l'shav yishliach. But now,
Kinyan
is stronger than Meli. Yeah.
If it's without the Kinyan, she wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. Okay. So now what's the Kinyan doing over here, Bechlal? Right? Normally, Kinyan is. Kinyan is to Bailos. Normally, a Kinyan is transfers. Bailos. First of all, what is the Kinyan Bechlal? What does it mean? And also Stam the Pashtos. How does that help me to how does that take away the chisaron of Mili Lovim from the Shliach? How does that allow one Shliach to be Mekabel and to be Meman and another Shliach? So. So try and understand with based on a couple of nekudas. So first of all, to understand Stamos, like what's the Kinyan doing? So you could say we find such a musig that something with a maisa, like the Rav said, it's like the Kinyan just makes it stronger. When you have a maisa, it makes something stronger. We find in the Gemara, it's Gemara Vayit in Kiddushin, Afnun Tes Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish about someone who's Mekadesh and Isha. Someone else comes along in the middle, and then if someone else didn't come along in the middle, so machlokes there, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, can the isha be choisa? Machlokes is, do we say lo yossi dibu vata maisa, or do we say that the beginning there was a maisa, the tonight at the beginning was like a maisa to make the chalos kiddushin. And therefore, loyosi dibum vata ma'isa. She can't come along later and just say that she wants to be choizer because it already had the status of a ma'isa before. Or do we say no? It's only a dibu, and therefore, osi dibum vata dibu. It's something that's only the same strength, so then it can come along, and so you can change your mind. You can go and be choizer that if it's something on the same strength. But if it's only a ma'isa, so there's as far to say that loy osi dibum vata ma'isa. That once you had a ma'isa, so then you can't be choizer. Just with a dibble. So we could say. So we could say over here that the Kinyan accomplishes is that once the Isha was a man in the Shliach with a Kinyan, then the Isha cannot any longer be Chayza. Right? We see this idea that once you make a Maisa. So you can't then be choizer. You can't go back. The maisa had a certain strength to it. Had a certain alimus to it. So we could say that's a similar thing that's happening over here. That what happens is that once the isha is memana the shliach with a kinyan. So then she can't any longer be choizer from the minyan shlichus. She can't be choizer from the minyan shlichus. We could say that's what. This Kinyan is accomplishing. There's no bias over here. We could say that a Kinyan is a Maisa. A Kinyan is right. Kenyan, when you make a mice, it's always a stronger Gilui Das, it's always a stronger thing is happening. So therefore we could say that that's first of all Stamos, to understand what does it mean, what is the Kenyan that's happening. We have a problem, we have a posse, we have a drosha, Shliach
v'Shliach. Now, why does this Kenyan give him a koch? Kenyan is like a stronger.
So what is the kinyan doing? So we can say it's a mice making it stronger. There's no avaros bailus over here, but it's a mice that makes it stronger. So then you have to understand. So how does that take away the chesaron of million yomim shliach? How does that now allow the first shliach that was nisman al yedei this kinyan go along to be mamana tzvita shliach? So there's a tshuva sami vosh. No, we don't have tshuva sami vosh. It's a very interesting aside in Chuvasri Vash. We could translate to understand understanding of Shliach, understanding Shlichos. So Yesh Lachkoi, exactly when does the Shliach exactly get his name Shliach? When does he get his shame Shliach? So you could say, as soon as he got his Minui Shlichos, as soon as he got his Minui Shlichos, even before he's actually Mekayim Shlichos, now he's a Shliach, the Baalim has been Memaneh him. The Shaliach was Memaneh Shliach. And as soon as he's had the money, now he's got his Shlichos to do, even before he's actually Mekayim the Shlichos, but he's called a Shliach, he's got a shame Shliach. Or you could say, Efsha only once he's actually being Mekayim Shlichos. Efsha only once he's been Mekayim Shlichos, only then he gets the Shem Shliach. Before he's done anything, once the Mshaleach has only told him, he's given me a Shlichos to do. So it could be he doesn't yet have a Shem Shliach yet. He hasn't done anything, Bechlal. Could be his own. Oh, the Ma'anaf Kevinah. So the Ma'anaf Kevinah. So there's a Chuvas HaRivoshe in some Reish Chof Ches. Seems to learn that it's actually that when Shliach only becomes a Shliach, he explains that the chisoron of many loyimim from the Shliach, the reason why one Shliach cannot be a man and another Shliach, is because Enechanami, right, we have a posuk, we have a posuk in our Gemara in Kiddushin that says a Shliach is a Shliach. The only chisoron, the only tzad that he can't is only if he hasn't yet done his Shlichus. There was a shayla over here asked him about being memana people in Beis Din. So can they then get someone else to do it for them? Basically, that's the shayla. It's a very long shuvah. I don't want to go into it all now. But the Rivosh says that there were people in Beis Din that had a job to appoint certain people, appoint. I don't know exactly all the details, but appoint certain roles in a din Torah. So he said they can't then go to ask someone else to do that for them, to go and appoint someone else. So he says, ולא ידומי לבעל המויס הגט לשליח לא הולך לאשתו ידליו מלינינו אלו הגט שיש בו אימא משמוס עלוי ומייעת ונעשה שלוחוי. Now by the, he says that only once you become a שליח ומייעת ונעשה שלוחוי, only once he already starts his שליחוס, only then נעשה שלוחוי ויוכל למויס ולשליח שני. The ganze chisoron is only that he's not yet a shliach. He's not yet a shliach, and that's why you can't be man and shliach. Over once, so tahainu, when you're going to be a man and another shliach, that means that you haven't been mekayim the shlichus yet yourself. So if you only get the shame shliach once you mekayim the shlichus, and you're not mekayim the shlichus because you want to be a man and tzveit shliach to do that instead, so that means that a shliach is never going to be able to make a shliach, because you can only do it once he's mekayim the shlichus himself, once he gets his shame shliach himself, al yidei actually doing the shlichus. And if he's appointing someone else, then that means that he never actually did the shliach himself, so he never actually fully got his shame shliach.
What's chatting the side, Joshua?
When there's no chisaron of mili, when he gave him over something, when he gave him over something.
That's the Rashba's kasha. How does it work in that case? So the Rashba answers because he made a kinyan.
Is that a case?
The Rashba answers he made a kinyan.
You're making a chilek between two different shliachs. Shliach nekabe mili only gets the shliach later, and the shliach nekabe avastan gets the name straight away.
No, saying it.
The Rashba
sent you with an extra thing. Yeah, for sure, I had to wear a shliach.
The ganze chisoron is only when there's the whole chisoron of mili is only when there's no.
Not doing anything.
So we have to understand. We have to understand also that chiluk. Why does it make a difference when he gives him something, whether he's only memanim or shliach bedvarim? We'll figure that out.
What better way of accepting the shlichus is ready if they're ready to appoint someone else? It means that in passing over the shlichus to somebody else.
That only once you're being mekayim the shlichus, only then you become a shliach. Until then, you haven't done anything. Why is he a shliach? He's not a shliach. He's a messenger. He's I don't know what the word is, right? He's an emissary. He's doing a job. A shliach is by definition someone who's doing a job. So yishlach, is he called a shliach even when he's not actually doing that job, or he hasn't actually started, he hasn't done anything yet, or maybe only once he's started in his position, only now he's called a shliach. Before he's done anything, not shaykh to call him someone who, you know, by definition, what shlichus is that someone who's been given a job to do something to someone else. So before he's done his job, he's no one.
What do you mean? If he's already travelling on the way, he wouldn't be called a shliach.
Yeah, shlachter, yeah.
He's already doing
the shlichus. Also, and the chanami, so you could also claw, when does that start? Could be once he started on the derech before, even though before he's actually been mekayim the chalitz.
If you don't hold that when you're traveling, you're not a shliach. So what does it mean? When you've done the shlichus, you become a shliach.
Only when, yeah, exactly. That's why he says. That's how he explains why one shliach can't make another shliach. Because you only become a shliach once you're actually mekayim the shlichus yourself. And you know, and if you're being reminded of someone else to do that, then you're never gonna. Then that means you haven't done it yourself. So that's why one shliach can never make another shliach. Just nice and tough. Yep. Oh. So now we have to understand. So how does it help? The shayla is so the original shayla, the original kasha of the Rishonim was, how does it help? How can you say that shliach is a shliach? So the Rashba answered, so we're talking about making a kinyan. He wanted to explain that the significance of the kinyan is that the isha, the shaleach, cannot be choizer. So we could say after that ke'ein the rivash, not mamash the rivash, yeah, not mamash the rivash. The yisoid of the rivash is that you don't become a shliach straight away. Only once you're actually doing something. So we could say ke'ein that once you made it, once the mini shlich has been done on the day of kinyan, so that means now that the mshalech, the isha, can't be choyza, and efshah, he only becomes a shliach then. So efshah, to make it, that's why making a kinyan helps. That's called epos haschola, that's called epos something. Once the bailin, the isha, the mshalech, can't be choyza on the shlichos of the shliach, so he's for sure got the job, so efshah, that's already called the haschola, he's got the job. Actually, that's enough. So that's how I wanted to explain. That's how I wanted to explain this mahalach here from the Rebbe Barzaloni. That's what's happening.
Why does he have the job anymore?
Because you could say that's already called a haschola. Because once the isha, explain that the kinyan means that the isha cannot any longer, the mishaleach cannot be choiza. Once, so now it's cool that he's nearly started. He's mamash got it.
Sounds like a circular argument. Can't be closer because it started. Once it's started, because it can't be closer.
It's much more like this also. The Modcha says as far like this. It's much more that's pshat in the Modcha. Modcha, it's been tof kuf hey. Posek HaKadosh Midorish, and the Ho'isa Shliach Lekadish Isho. Someone who makes a Shliach from Lekadish and Isho, Mosaloy HaTabas Lekadish, gave him over and gave the shliach the tabas to be mekadish the isha for him. Afilu itnis baderech, even if he became an oynes, eino yochri laso yishliach achir, mishum the mili ninhu. U mili lo nimsum the shliach. Says, because it's mili, so therefore you can't make him actually, you'll tell me that's not called mili, right? Because he actually gave him over a chifetz. Va'afa gavd gabi get, kaimolon shliach ois shliach, v'loi havi mili mishum misiras haget, hocha nami ho'ike misiras hatabas. So that's not, that shouldn't be called a chesod of mili bichlau. He says, no, loi domi. Why the gabi get isho? The gabi get isho misgareshes bal korcho. By the case of the get isho, so she's misgareshes bal korcho. So therefore what? Therefore, umiyad shiagia haget liyad ha shliach,
harehi ki ilu mugureshes. Hilkach loy hovi milish, hare ashliach yochay legarsho bal korcha. Yad ashliach ki yad abal. Aval shliach shal kiddushin, im loy toive ho isho einu misgadeshes. Hilkach havali mili. So he says that if a person gave a tabas to a shliach to be mekadesh, to go be mekadesh an isha for him, then he, person gave tabas to an ish to go and be mekadesh an isha for him. So then there's a chisson of mili. He gave over the shliach a chifet. So he says no. The only time we say there's no chisson is only by gittin. So right, so you're saying slightly different gather, but you see from here and you saw it. Saying a slightly different gather. You're saying that by gittin, the reason why there's no chisson is only because the isha is misgareshes bal korcha. She has no say in the matter. So therefore, as soon as the shliach gets the get in his hand, gets the shtar gerushin in his hands, so it's, you could say it's ki'ilu, I don't understand exactly what that means, but it's ki'ilu mugureshes, and therefore, the hainu, that means that it's ki'ilu, he's already done the shlichus. And that's why there's no chisorim. So you see lechoira, this you say, that you could say that there's no chisorim only when it's called, he's already ki'ilu, he's done his shlichus. Ki'ilu misgureshes. You have to understand exactly what that means. That means time is limited, but you see from here lechoyah this yisoid that you can say that it's trying to arrive from here to this chakira that actually you only call the shliach once you're actually doing something. Could be once you're only actually mekayim the whole shlichus, that's the revosh, only once you're actually doing the ma'aser shlichus. Or you could say different gedorim. You see from here also a different gedor, even though it wasn't actually mekayim it yet, but by a get, since it could be it's biyodoy. And there's nothing being ma'akif him at all. The isha is miskareshes bar kolcha. So therefore, as soon as the shliach has the get in his hands, so we can say this get. We can say that's why there's no chisson of mili. That's why the shliach can go give him a man another shliach, because it's ki'ilu miskareshes. Why? Because it's ki'ilu miskareshes. Why? Because she's miskareshes bar kolcha. So you see this. You say that you can. It could be that there's only no. The only time we say there's no chisson is it's only
between the get and the tabas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else apart from
Gerushin? Say no, but the Yisoid is not.
Any other
Shalichus
apart from Gerushin is
Mili? According to the Modcha. The Modcha is Mechalik between Kiddushin and Gerushin.
Anything which you can do
about Kafa? I don't think so. I haven't seen another shita that holds us, but
anything where nobody else is involved, all you can do about
Kafa
would also.
According to the Modcha, yeah.
So it's not tough.
According to the Modcha. Yeah. Saying so it's one shitter, but you see that you saw that he learned like that. He learned like this that you saw that you only become a shliach once you are part of the way, and that's the only time that you can run another shliach. That's the you saw that we want to bring out from there. What time is 20? So the Rashba has another teretz. Rashba has another teretz. The mistabra b'shanos no leirushus l'shavu yishliach. So the kasha was that how can the Gemara in Kiddushin be doy yishliach or yisa shliach aloy l'choyle as a chisson of mili like we see in Gittin. So the Rashba says nochatayis mistabra b'shanos no leirushus l'shavu yishliach. The bailim, in this case the isha, that's what we're asking on the isha. He's reshus to the first shliach to be mimana another shliach. So then it's okay. Then that shliach can go ahead and belong and be mimana another shliach, even though there was only milim involved, even though there was only words involved in the minui. To lo yaminu mili lo yimimsu ne shliach elo kshah shliach oiso yishliach midaitoi. So we only say there's only ever chisorin of mili only when the first shliach wanted to be mimana tzveite shliach on his own accord. Only midaitoi. For midas bailim, mash v'shliach. Midas bailim, he can do it, no problem. Spichayin, it's also shver. Haloi, how you gonna understand? Is she gonna say that the bailim, in this case the isha, told the first shliach, you go be mamana another shliach to do it?
So then why do we need another pasuk? Right? The Gemara, right, pointed out in the beginning that the Gemara in Kedushin in this Braisa, there's three separate roshes. Right? This is clear. Something you show him to take asked. He said rosh. Why do we need each of these roshes? It's one, you say one parsha shlichus. The Gemara asks shlichus minadon, shlichus stamazon. You see that very clear. It's three separate things. When each one needs a separate rosh, and the third rosh was shliach, he says shliach. So if you're going to say that the rashba over here in the second teretz means that the bailim, the isha, in this case the isha, the mishaleach, gave rashus. So if that means that she told the first shliach to go be mimane another shliach, so then that's just why we need another pasuk for that. His shlichus is to be mimane another shliach. That's not shliach or isha shliach. That is his shlichus. That is his tafkid. That's his minhag. So what do I need another pasuk for that?
If he wants to.
Okay. But you could still say that is also, you could. I don't think it's enough just to say that because it could be also that's a minhag of shlichus. Your shlichus is that, yeah. Could be that is. That is half the nekuda, but you have to add a bit more.
When the second shliach gives the gift, who says that would be good enough? He doesn't become a shliach. Who said you can make a shliach to make shlichus? A shlichus needs dafka minor.
Why? That is his. Why shouldn't it?
My nafka minor.
My nafka minor between a ma'isa geirushin and a ma'isa minu shlichus. Why can't I make a shliach?
It has to come.
Richtig.
So my passion.
Why? Why?
The second one making him a shliach.
Why? Why? Why is that? Why?
The second one makes a shliach. What's he say? He doesn't say you should be his shliach. So it should be my shliach.
Passion's not.
Why not? That's shliach or is a shliach, no?
You're trying to speak about this nakoda. What does he have to say?
That
the same shlichus.
That's why
it's not
the other part.
Pashto says that he has to tell him. Pashto says.
The second shlichus is the first shlichus.
That is the first shliach.
It's got the.
It has, because
the Bible's missing
that. The Pashto says that the first shliach has to tell him that. That's the Pashto. The Rishonim speaker. I think it's a machlokes. I didn't see all the shittas, but that's the Pashto, because you've got to run into problems. So if we're talking about stamazoy, so then what's the chiddush? And it. And am I going to tell me that the first shliach is just making a shliach on his own accord, mamash? So then, how does that answer the kashrut? Right? How does that explain why is there a chisson of mili? Yeah. So. Well, so we explained before. So the first mahalach that we said before, in the first teretz of the Rashba. So we said that the chisorin of Mili, right? We explained from the Rivash, the chisorin is that he wasn't yet a shliach. The ganze sibba why the first shliach cannot be mamane the second shliach is only because ganze sibba why the first shliach cannot be mamane the second shliach is only because. He's not yet become a shliach. And it was a chisorin in the shlichus of the first shliach. He wasn't enough of a shliach. He wasn't strong enough of a shliach. And that's how we explain that. No. So once he's already started his shlichus, so then he's a shliach, and that's why he can run another shliach. That was the whole chisorin. You could say that. No. Efsha, the chisorin of Mili, the reason why one shliach cannot go through the man of the sixth shliach is not because there was a chisorin in the shlichus of the first one. It's more a chisorin in the